My finger didn't get on the right button there quick enough, guys. But just the same, Tan Talk Radio Network, we've been on 14 and a half years, is on 5 different stations, 3 AMs, 2 FMs. Check out Tan Talk Radio Network. You can actually go there right now, and if you open the website, we will be the ones you will hear. It's live right now. We are also live on YouTube. Open that and go to Tan Talk Radio /live. We have podcasts, a bunch of them right here on this network. So you go, you open up tantalknetwork.com, go to podcasts. I'm going to get all this done in 1 minute, Angel. And you go to podcasts, and then you go down to the name of this show, Living the Good Life, or you go to our other show.
Oh, yes. Our other show, Go Yard, that airs right here on this station on Thursday nights at 6:06 p.m. It's a life coaching / counseling show.
Who does that feature?
That features me, Dr. Angel, and you and your alter ego, Mama Mac.
Oh, what are we doing on that show every Thursday night?
We take your questions, your concerns, mental health, and we dive deeply and give our listeners really great tools to help them not just survive, but to thrive.
Are you saying I should be concerned about your mental health? Is that what you just said?
No, I did not say that.
What
but
did
we
you
might
say?
Need to be concerned about yours because you have an alter. You have two identities.
No, I have more than that.
No, she does have more, but I was being nice.
Five, really. Mom, Nana, Florida, my realtor thing that I do, and then Pastor Marcia, and then Mama Mac. Yeah, so I guess there's five.
And Prime Minister.
Oh, and Prime Minister. You named me that a long time ago. It stands for Pastor Marcia.
Right.
Prime Minister.
Oh, that's and
right.
Then you were knighted, too. I saw that.
Yes, I was knighted, yes.
Yes.
But that's actually no truth to that. Oh, shoot. It's a crazy life, isn't it?
Sure is.
But somebody's got to do it. We have a good time. Why? Why do we do all this, Angel? I mean, golly, we put tons of money into 7 years of radio shows, you and me, and this show every week. I mean, this is our radio outreach, is our ministry outreach, and we thousands and thousands of dollars with not one regret, not one.
No, well, you know, it's planting the seeds of God's love, His truth, His word, and you know, we may not know this side on heaven on all the seeds that we planted sitting the countless hours here trying to just show the love of God and His truth to people around us.
Has it been worth it all?
It absolutely is worth it all.
I feel like singing today. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Remember that one, Cindy? We grew up singing that. Life's trials will seem so small when we see Him. I will not, I will spare you the singing part. I'll just give you the words. One glimpse of His dear face, all sorrow will erase. Cindy? One glimpse of His dear face, huh? All sorrow will erase. And then the rest of that line is, so bravely run the race.
The race.
Till we see Him.
Yep.
Can you comment on that before I go crazy in here, Cindy?
Well, I think oftentimes we get overwhelmed with the massive need in the world.
Oh, yeah.
And you think that you just can't possibly make any difference because the need is so great.
Good point.
I think we have to think of it like throwing a stone in a body of water, the ripple effect. Something as small as holding the door open for someone. The other day, I was in the dollar store. The people behind me had two items. That's $2 and tax. I told the cashier when I went up, grab their stuff, I'm paying it for two. They were talking, they didn't even hear me. She rung their stuff up, put it in the bag, handed it to them, said, you guys can go, she paid for your stuff.
Love it.
Not even $3, not even $3.
I wish I would have been in line behind you, Cindy.
Me too.
Thank me repeatedly. The guy said, if it weren't for COVID, I would hug you. I paid for my stuff, went out to the parking lot. They were pulling out, rolled down the windows, and thanked me again.
Praise God.
It touched them.
Small act of kindness.
Right. And that just, and then that encourages them to at some point pay that forward. Yeah. And it has that ripple effect. And it doesn't have to be some fantastic, you don't have to start a huge mission outreach. You don't have to, you don't have to be Enrique, who has this fantastic ministry in Mexico. You can, there's something that you can do every single day.
That's true.
With almost everybody you meet, to just make their day a little better. And God uses that.
Amen.
Don't get overwhelmed.
You're right. And you know, somebody who will remain nameless because they might be listening, this happened to them, that they were at a Starbucks. And so people started doing that in the line, paying for the person behind them. Right?
Yeah.
And so when this person got to the line, the lady said, "You don't have to pay for your Starbucks. The people before you did." And he said, "Wow, that's cool." And she goes, "But the car behind you, there's four people in there, and their bill is $25.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a true story. So be careful who you bless. No, I'm just kidding. That is a true story. But
you just pay part of it.
Yeah, you pay part of it. Jesus Loves Me, Chris Tomlin, the song I thought we were doing a little while ago.
I was lost, I was in chains, the world had a hold of me. My heart was a stone, I was covered in shame when he came.
Oh, that song. So good. Dear listener, Jesus loves you so very much. Romans 10:8 says this. What does the word say? What does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word, the message, the basis of faith which we preach. People, what do we preach? We preach the truth of God's word, his gospel. That's what we preach. And it's right there. It's right here in the Bible. It's right here for you to get a handle on this truth today. Verse 9 of Romans 10. Because if you acknowledge, it does not say, if you just take this lightly and don't pay any attention to it. It says, if you acknowledge and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, recognizing his power, authority, and majesty as God, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Yes, Angel and Cindy, I'm taking this a little different place. We are building up to the prayer of salvation that's going to happen in a little while. Why is it so important that we acknowledge and confess with our mouth? And Cindy, what does it mean to acknowledge?
Make it known.
All right, that's good.
There are countries where you can be killed for being a Christian.
Exactly.
And so you have to make it known to a smaller group of people.
True.
But that's not this country. And so we can't, I think the Bible and the song talk about hiding your light under a bushel, under a basket. So that's the opposite of this. We don't want to, if you need to be able to speak out. People need to know.
That's right.
Yes, I'm a Christian. And, I think our love needs to speak for us, and our acceptance of people of different races, different religions. We can disagree with how people live, but we still have to love them.
Right.
A lot of Christians have gotten this idea that if you don't agree with people, then it's okay to hate them. I don't like the color of your skin. I hate you. That's not Jesus.
No.
And we, especially right now, we have to speak up and we have to live our faith.
We have to live our faith. Luke 10:22, you don't have to turn there. I'm going to tell it to you. The rich young lawyer came to Jesus and he said, what must I do to inherit in life? To inherit eternal life. It's Luke 10:22-25. And Jesus said, I love this, the way Jesus was. Well, how does it read to you? How do you see it? He said, well, the way I see it is I got to love the Lord my God with all my heart, my mind, my soul, and my neighbor as myself. Oh, that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Adding the and part there, Cindy, to what you just said. And
yep.
Jesus said, you got it. Go do it. Angel?
That is huge. I think we live in, especially today in today's culture, in a world that's full of judgment and criticism. And we get on the Christians get on the bandwagon all the time. We believe our opinions matter, that they count, that they're worth a ton.
Yeah, right?
Like on everything from social media, like everything. What's your opinion of this? The news stations, getting people's, opinions and feedbacks on their stories. Like everyone feels like they have a voice and that it's important for their voice to be heard. And it's this voice of criticism and judgment.
True.
And that's
good.
Not what
that's
we're
good.
Called. We're called to love.
We're love. Called to love.
And love is an action word. And love comes from the Father through us and outpours on others. And we're to love our neighbor. We don't get to decide if they look like us, talk like us, think like us, believe like us. No, it didn't say that. It didn't say love your neighbor who does the things you think they should be doing. It says love your neighbor.
Mm-hmm. Or if they're aligned with you politically.
Right. Anything. Like our neighbor is the people around us and we're
everywhere.
To give them love. Those are our neighbors. Love.
Well, and God said, love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. And the second commandment is this, and equally important, love your neighbor as yourself.
Exactly.
You know, it said all the prophets and the gospel hinges.
The gospel is based on that. Yeah.
Right. The gospel hinges on these two commandments. That's the whole Bible pretty much boils down to those two things.
1 John 4:8 says God is love. 1 John 4:8. It does not say God is judgment and God is political. Mm-hmm. It does not say that God is only loves the white people.
Mm-hmm. Or the Christian people.
Or the Christian people.
Absolutely.
God is love. And he expects us to love others. It's not like, if you feel like it.
No. When we're talking about the children there in Mexico, let's see here. Hold on one second if I can find it real quick. There was a verse in Jeremiah that hit me that I was looking in chapter 22, verse 16. He defended the cause of the poor and needy, mm-hmm. and so all went well. Is that not what it means to know me, declares the Lord?
Woo! Mm-hmm.
To defend the cause of the poor and the needy.
My pen ran out of ink, so will you text me that reference?
I will text that to you.
Because my pen is in the trash right now. So not a good time for it to run out of ink, but... Say it again, Jeremiah 22:16.
Yes. He defended the cause of the poor and needy, and so all went well. Is that not what it means to know me, declares the Lord?
Woo! Mm-hmm. Defending the poor and the needy. Mm-hmm. Guys, oh my. It too often we fall into the trap of only wanting to hang out with people who look like us, feel like us, have the same political bent, or have the same heritage or all of that. That because we feel safe around people that are like us. And Jesus came to save all the lost, not just the ones who are Jews. In fact, he said this good news of the gospel is for the Jew and the Greek, which means the Jew and the Gentile.
Absolutely.
Right? And then he says in Ephesians, male, female, Jew, Greek,
mm-hmm.
young, old. I mean, everybody.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what one thing that made me so sad on Wednesday afternoon as I watched all that, is there seemed to be a mission and a purpose, but it was not based in love.
Oh, no.
It was based in control. Getting
anger,
getting someone's way.
Hate.
Mm-hmm. Hate.
Selfishness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are called to serve our brothers and sisters. Not to judge them.
Right.
Not to say, because you don't look like me, because your hair is a different consistency than mine. If you still have your hair, and or whatever, we are called to love, period. Not always easy. That doesn't mean we don't have disagreements. That's not, Angel, Dr. Angel, put on your doctor hat. How can we love and not always agree?
Well, because love is based on, it's not based on agreeing with someone else or thinking like them. Love is, I care for you as a human being, and I want the best for you as a fellow human traveler through this world, and right. I love you. It's not conditioned on them agreeing with us and looking like us and talking like us and having the income level we do or whatever parameter we put out there, going to the same kind of church. I mean, I hear Christians against Christian, you know, oh, you go to that kind of church. Oh, you know, we're putting things above and below. We don't get to do that. Mm-hmm. All have sinned and fallen short. All of us need a savior. All of us have equal value in the eyes of God.
Well, it says that, we just read it, Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All.
All.
Last week we were in Acts 17, 24 to 28, and I'm just going to verse 26. Acts 17, 26. He made from one man every nation of mankind. Every nation. God could have made us all look alike. I feel like I'm on a soapbox right now, but I got to say this. We could have all been looking just alike. We could have been the Stepford Wives, if y'all know what that is. That's a movie where this little town, they all looked alike, wore the same clothes, acted the same way. You know, the yuppies or whatever they're called, right? He made from one man every nation of mankind. That means one out of one, he made many, which means we are really all part of each other. Right?
Yes.
To live on the face of the earth, having determined their appointed times and the boundaries of their lands and territories. Guess what? We have no right to be prejudiced.
Absolutely.
We are not. Just because your skin might be white does not make you better than a yellow, red, black, or white. Jesus loves the little children of the earth.
Well, in John 13, 25, by this everyone will know you are my disciples if you love one another.
If you love one another.
Love one another. It didn't say if you point out the wrong things other people are doing or if you make more money than that. No, if you love one another, it's that simple. But so, it's simple but yet so complex because
so
people
complex.
Miss it all the time.
We do not have to agree about everything.
No.
Somebody bought me a bumper sticker, which I still have, and it says, love God, love people. And you know what? Mm-hmm. That is what it's about. That is Luke 10, 22 to 25. That is love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your neighbor as yourself. If you love your neighbor as yourself, you're sweet, kind, and lovely, as my dad always used to say to my sisters and I when we would misbehave. I think I got that lesson many times more than they did. When he would point his finger at me as I was sitting on a chair in punishment, and he would say, sweet, kind, and lovely be. Where he got that, I do not know, but it reminds me of the movie Help with that little girl that says, I is sweet. I can't remember how that goes. I is smart. You remember? I got to watch that again to write that down. Those three things she always said, I is sweet, I is smart. Because, guys, we are created in the image of God. Out of one man, he took all of us and made us. It's no coincidence that we have different shapes, different eye color. And my 14 grandkids, I don't know that you would line them all up and think that they all came from the same grandparents. Because, I mean, there's some real differences. Because they've gotten married and, you know, a couple of them. And so you got the differences in their looks. But every once in a while, you see one of the grandsons or one of the granddaughters have a look and you go, oh, my gosh, that's your mother or that's your dad. Right?
Yep.
Or one of times, and every now and then they'll say to me, Nana, I just saw you in so-and-so's behavior. One of my grandkids teasing me. I'd say, well, that's cool. I'm glad. I'm so glad. But we are created in his image to do good works. Cindy, I'm on a what am I, Angel? I've been on it all day. What is it?
You have been on it, but no, and it needs to happen because it's truth.
Wednesday made me cry. I sat and cried.
Me too.
I broke my heart. We did not have Bible study. I sat at home and prayed and cried. I could not believe what I was witnessing.
It was heartbreaking. And you know, and absolutely just beyond words, heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. You know, and then, it, you know, I don't know, for me, I'll just personalize this a hot minute, but, you know, I have people in my life who thought that that was okay. And to hear people that I love and look up to thinking and justifying such horrific behaviors, that's hard. I'm still called to love them. I don't agree with it.
Don't have to agree to love.
But I have to love.
Stand in your love. Cindy, did you have a comment about that before we go to the song?
I think one of the things that made me the most sad was seeing Christian symbols. And Christian flags and Christian music and Christian t-shirts invading the Capitol building. And yes, invading the Capitol building.
Right.
Alongside Confederate flag and symbols of the Holocaust, Jewish extermination. It's mind-boggling how deluded people have become.
Oh, yeah.
Christian people who call themselves Christians, how deluded they have become to think that it would be okay in any way, shape, or form.
You're right.
To participate in something like that.
There was a T-shirt that said 6 million is not enough with the Jewish...
Right.
About the Jews that were killed, that were incinerated. Yes. There, it mm-hmm. was like 6 million is not enough. Are you kidding me?
Right. Yeah.
God is love.
And these are people who identify as Christians.
That's even worse.
Whose savior is a Jew. Just,
that's right.
Yes.
It's mind-boggling to me.
It is to me, too. So stand in your love. Bethel Music, love it.
When darkness tries to roll over my bones, when sorrow comes to steal the joy I hold, when brokenness and pain is all I know, oh, I won't be shaken. No, I won't be shaken. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance. Thank you.
standing in your love. Are you? Are you standing in the love of God right now?
Yeah.
You are if you know Him as your Lord and Savior. Praise God. I love that song by Bethel Music. Love it. Love it. Are you standing in God's love? If you know Him as your Lord and Savior, you can answer yes to that. If you don't, you can't. Angel?
Absolutely. You know, and you can know for sure where you stand. And that, to me, is so amazing. Like, we don't have to guess. We don't have to think, oh, maybe, or believe this or believe that. We have truth before us, and we can know that we know that we know when we're standing in His love and what our eternal status will be.
Talk to us, Cindy. I agree with that wholeheartedly. We can know, and we're going to know in a minute. Some of you are going to pray this prayer with us. Go ahead, Cindy.
It's the Holy Spirit in you when it that gives you that knowing. It's a peace, you know. No matter what's going on around you, outside, you know, in your city, state, country, world, there's this deep knowing and peace in your heart that God has you. And it's comforting, especially in times like this. You know, always, but especially when things seem to be going off the deep end all around you. It's an anchor to hold on to.
Boy, it sure is, isn't it? And so we're going back to Romans 10, verse 9. If you acknowledge and confess with your mouth, I'm going to go back to you, Angel, on acknowledging and confessing in a moment, that Jesus is Lord. With you, and this is in the Amplified Bible, recognizing His power, authority, and majesty as God. So, Cindy, I want you to talk about that real quick. Why do we have to recognize His power, authority, and majesty as God to truly be saved?
Just like any other authority.
There you go.
If you don't recognize them as the authority, which I think we've seen this week.
Right, yeah.
If you don't recognize the authority, then you don't submit to the authority.
Good point.
You don't cooperate with the authority. It's just like a rebellious kid. You know, if they don't see the parent as the authority figure, then they don't cooperate with what the authority figure says to do
and how to
do it.
So true.
And I think a lot of it has come from people who have misused that authority.
Yeah.
They have misused the authority to abuse, to cheat, to steal, to take advantage of, to demean. And so there's blame on both sides of the equation when it comes to authority. And I think because of how authority is often viewed and used humanly, then a lot of people have trouble with God's authority.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And they have to realize that God, because He's not human, doesn't deal with us like humans would.
Because He loves us. That's His. That goes back to the love piece. He loves us so very much. Nan, your name is Dr. Angel. I see you through the glass. If you acknowledge and confess with your mouth, I'm tired. It's been a long day, but it's been a great day.
So I'm going to back up just one minute. I wanted to add something to the authority. We have to acknowledge His authority, because until we have His authority. We are the authority of our life, right? So we have to take ourselves off and put him on.
The throne?
The throne in our life and give him and humble ourselves. And that's part of accepting his lordship in our life and confessing that he is the Lord is proclaiming. It is letting others know. It's saying it out loud. It's multisensory. It is putting God, when we're confessing it,
so good.
We're putting him on that throne. We took our ego off, our pride off, our thoughts and beliefs off that throne and giving it to God where he belongs.
That is so good. And why is that so hard for humans to do? I think it's even hard for animals to do. My dog, Mecklen, does not always obey me when I say stop barking.
Mm-hmm.
She frequently goes right on.
Well, you know, the human condition is in human, you know, I think we want, we believe we know what's best. We have this false sense of authority. We have this false sense of knowledge. We have this false security that we know what's best. We know what we want. And we have that control. You know, and our culture kind of teaches us about, you know, oh, you just think it and you can have it and you're in control and only be happy and get rid of everything that makes you sad. But that's not how it works. No. We don't have that control. It's an illusion. It's a lie. It's a lie of the enemy. Because if he can keep us in control of our lives, then we don't have room for God.
We don't submit to God. So we have to acknowledge and confess with our mouth. This is important, people, that Jesus is Lord. There are some exceptions. I've been with people on as they're dying, and they were not able to speak, but they were able to squeeze their hand in acknowledgement. That's different. Most people can speak and say, I acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe that God has the power, the authority, and majesty. I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. That's what it takes to get saved. Romans 10, 9 and 10, verse 10. For with the heart, a person believes in Christ as Savior, resulting in his justification, that is being made righteous, being freed of the guilt of sin and made acceptable to God. And with the mouth, he acknowledges and confesses his faith and openly resulting in and confirming his salvation. I used to say this a lot. I've given this example so many times. Both of you are going to go, oh, don't say it again. When you get saved, you do not see a little plastic Jesus floating through the air and coming down and penetrating your chest cavity.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? Sounds like a good idea to me.
It's not exactly how that works. You know.
Okay.
But, you know, having when we put him on that lordship of our life, we are submitting our will to his. And, you know, it's stepping aside our pride and ego. Salvation cannot come through our human acts.
Cannot.
It has to come through the work on the cross. No other way.
No other way.
And so he comes and he indwells within us. And as he's indwelling within us, he's walking with us and growing us and, you know, teaching us. And as we get into his word and surround ourselves with believers, like we grow in him. Does that mean we won't have problems or life won't get difficult? No, it doesn't mean that. It means we have the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings
Amen.
Within us, and we can tap into him as all the time.
And he's there forever.
Forever.
Are we going to make mistakes after we get saved? Yes. Are we going to disappoint God from time to time? Yes. But the Holy Spirit within you will prick your little heart,
yes.
folks. And you'll know that you messed up. Cindy, have you ever had your heart pricked?
Oh, yeah.
Today, have you? Because mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will reveal this stuff if we have an open heart.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, happens. Regularly.
Well, because we know you, we agree it does. I'm sure it happened to you regularly. That's a joke. That's a joke. Because what I'm trying to say is we are all human and we all have fleshly tendencies. We all have things we say and do that are not pleasing to God. Verse 13 of Romans 10, whoever calls on the name of the Lord in prayer will be saved. That is not a might be if you're good enough.
Or it could be, like I like to give sometimes.
Could be. Right, exactly. You do that on the show a lot.
Yes, I do.
So another myth. just doing good things for others will get me to heaven. That's a myth. Mm-hmm. That's not true. Here's another one. We'll have another opportunity. Once we get to heaven, or once we die, we'll realize how we messed up if we didn't accept Jesus. So we'll have another opportunity. Second chance. That's not scriptural. That's a myth. Mm-mm. Here's another one. You can hide from God. He won't find you. He won't see what's really going on in your life. Guess what? That's another myth. When we die, we enter into nothingness. That came from Plato, guys. Plato. Do you know how long ago that was? Plato from Greece?
A very, very, very long time
Very, very long time ago. And there's a name for that, and I can't remember it right now what that theory is. But the theory is nothingness after you die. Plato. Angel, when you get a chance, look that up. I think it's in that book that we've been reading.
I know. Yes, I probably have it underlined.
You know, there's a name for it.
There is. I'll find it.
Here's another myth we're going to bust right now. When we die, we become angels. No, we don't. Mm-hmm. Dr. Angel in there is an angel because that's her name. But it certainly does not mean she's an angel because we all know her. Right?
True.
Okay, good. I'm glad you agree with that. I talked last week about the Far Side cartoon. That's an old one, but it's so good. Gary Larson wrote this. I don't know, Cindy, if you ever saw it. But it's this guy sitting in heaven on a cloud, and he's got a harp, and he says, if I knew heaven was going to be this boring, I would have brought a magazine. I mean, I think that's cute, because that just shows you what most people believe, that heaven's a boring place. It's not going to be boring from the instant you die. It will not be boring.
Mm-mm.
Not once. I used this morning a metaphor of snorkeling for the first time. And when I snorkeled for the first time many years ago with my sister and nephews and family, and when I put that gear on and got out of the boat, I saw things that I could not see from the boat. Guys, right now in this life, there will be so much that you will see when you enter heaven that you can't see now. It'll be the most beautiful place you've ever been. If you've snorkeled, especially down in the Keys where this was, the tropical fish are unbelievably gorgeous underwater. That's just a small metaphor of what it's going to be like when we get to heaven. So amazing. Don't worry about it, Angel. We'll look it up later.
Okay.
Yeah, it's no big deal. It's Plato penned that. These are just a few of the myths. So what do you have to do about this? Today is the hour of salvation. Today is your moment. So I'm going to pray. Angel's going to repeat after me. So you repeat with Angel. If you want to secure your salvation, nail it down today. If you want to say, you know what, Lord, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. I believe what the Bible says, that if I say this with my mouth, but believe it in my heart, not just say it. It's not fire insurance.
Right.
Then I can be saved. And if that is truly you, and you're not sure that if you died tonight, you would be in the arms of Jesus for all eternity, pray this prayer as Angel repeats after me right now. This is eternal business. This is heavenly business right now. Most important decision of your entire life. You can end up in hell. And wouldn't you rather be in heaven? Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now.
In the precious name of Jesus, the Son of God.
In the precious name of Jesus, the Son of God.
I believe that God the Father sent Jesus the Son.
I believe that God the Father sent Jesus the Son.
To this earth to show us the nature of the Father.
To this earth to show us the nature of the Father.
I believe that Jesus died on a cross for my sins and sicknesses.
I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins and sicknesses.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe heaven is real.
I believe heaven is real. I ask you right now, Jesus.
To come into my heart.
To come into my heart.
To live in me.
To live in me.
And to forgive me for any and all things.
And to forgive me from any and all things.
That I've ever said or done that were not pleasing to you.
that I ever said or done that was not pleasing to you.
I accept you now as my Lord and Savior.
I accept you now as my Lord and Savior.
I confess with my mouth that I am your child.
I confess with my mouth that I am your child.
I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead.
And I believe that one day I will have a resurrection body too.
And I believe that one day I will have a resurrection body too.
This I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
This I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Cindy, why is that so important?
Eternity counts.
Eternity
is at stake.
It sure is. Nothing more important. No decision in your life, not who you marry or who you divorce or what work you take or where you go or how many kids you have. No decision in your life is as important as your eternal destiny. Angel?
Absolutely. And that cements that you know that you know that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt what your eternity is going to be in walking with Christ while you're still here on earth. You know your future. And, you know, I know I've used this example a couple times when we're talking about getting to know the future on things. You know, like it's like watching the sports game when you already know that they've won the game and you watch and you see, oh my gosh, that happened and they had this bad penalty, but you know the end, they're going to still win.
Still going to win.
And so we know the end when we walk with him, when we know the eternity. We
yes.
know what that end is.
When 2002 and our Bucks won the Super Bowl. I got the videotape of that. Now I don't have anything to play it on, right? But I already knew because I watched the whole game, and then I went and bought the videotape so I can watch it and watch it and watch it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're right. That's a good metaphor. We know the end of the story, Cindy.
It seems simplistic, but I've said to people, okay, so... If I'm wrong, and after we die, there's nothing, no big deal. But if you're wrong, and after we die, there's eternity,
mm-hmm.
then you're in a heap of trouble.
Right.
And, you know, if you're still on the fence, just ponder that a little while.
Right, just ponder that.
If I'm wrong, I don't believe I am, of course. But
no.
If I'm wrong, I have lost nothing.
Right.
But if you're wrong, you've lost everything.
God's word is true. Give me Jesus. Danny Gokey.
Oh, give me Jesus. In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus, oh, give me Jesus. You can have all this world. Oh, give me Jesus. When I am world, give me Jesus.
come to die, and when I come to die, when I come to die, give me Jesus. All I need, oh, it's all I need. Won't you give me Jesus? Oh, it's all I need.
Give me Jesus. Love that song. Love it.
In the morning. It's all I need.
Amen.
Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, he's all I need. Give me Jesus.
Love that song. Says it all. Give me Jesus. That's what we want. Lord, we just need you. We just love you so much, Lord. We just need you so much, God. I need thee every hour. Every part of the day, we need you, God. We're people that we need our Father God. We need our Creator God living on the inside of us. We need the presence of Almighty God living in us. We need you. We don't want to do this life without you, Lord. We don't want to struggle through decisions that are difficult. We don't want to do it alone. God, we want you in our lives. Lord, for anyone and everyone who has prayed the prayer of salvation with us today on Facebook, or here live on the radio, God, we just speak peace to their soul, joy to their life. Let them seek you with all their heart. Let them require you as their daily food. They've got to have a meal of the Word of God. Let them learn to praise you and exalt you and worship you. Let them draw near to you because your word says you will draw near to us. Teach us to love you more, Lord. We love you so much. Thank you for the gift of salvation. Thank you, Lord, that one day we will live with you for all eternity, actually forevermore. Oh, God, what a day that will be. And my Jesus, I shall see. So we praise you. We love you. We give you all the glory and praise for this service this morning, this show today. You're amazing, God. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, my. We are about out of time. Cindy, you got time for one final word, and then we go to Angel, and then we're going to get out of here in just a minute. Go ahead.
What I usually say, find some good Christian music to worship to fill your life with. There's tons of YouTube videos and things that you can use to increase your faith. Latch onto those things right now when things are, well, always, but especially right now when things are so difficult. And reach out to Beacon of Hope as well.
Contact us, prayers at BOHMGlobal.com. You can reach me personally at pastor at BOHMGlobal.com. Angel, thank you, Cindy Henderson, for being with us today. We love you, radio team member. We love you so much.
I love you guys.
Okay. See you, Angel. Talk.
Well, you know, this has been an amazing show today, and this is a show of eternal significance.
Totally, isn't it?
And, you know, we live in a world of so much uncertainty. I mean, 2020 has taught us that things can change on a dime, and life as we know it is completely unrecognizable in just a year. But we have complete certainty with Him and through Him. And that's where the peace comes from.
Amen. That is where the peace comes from. He's Prince of
Peace. Only place our peace can
that's
come
right.
from. And, you know, everyone thought the calendar was going to change to 2021 and all those bad, uncertain things would go away. And they're still here.
Still
and they're
here.
Always going to be here. But we have complete certainty in Him.
Amen.
Put your life in the rock.
Praise God. Great parting word. Thank you. We recommend you start reading the book of John in the New Testament. 21 chapters will change your life in 21 days if you read a chapter a day. Mark up your Bible. That's what it's for. I teach out the Amplified Bible. You can get one on Amazon, and it will help you tremendously. Thank you, Cindy. Thank you, Angel. What a great show. Check out our website. It's new in the last several months. BOHMGlobal.com. New website. Check it out, BOHMGlobal.com. We have a place there on the giving at the top that you can give to missions or the general fund. You can give to support all this ministry going on in Mexico. Wednesday night at 6 o'clock, we will go on Zoom if you want to be a part of that service, or Sundays, send a request to prayers at BOHMGlobal.com. And you will start getting the email invitation for Wednesday and Sunday. Prayers at BOHMGlobal.com and send your prayer requests there. God bless every one of you. This has been Pastor Marcia, Angel, and Cindy bringing you the Word of God today. I'm going to close with Danny Gokey. Give me Jesus.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3